Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I am Tom Takar, the Wolf of Dog Street, joined for another week by the Prince of Snarkness himself, Tommy McNamara. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I think we need some new nicknames. I'm going to come up with some new things for next week. This has been, if you, the listener, have any slick ideas, not unlike our former president, Slick Willie. Guy got a fucking blowjob in the office. Coolest guy ever. Remember when that was the take? Man, what a cool president. Anyway, this isn't the road I meant to go down.
And what, Pennsylvania Avenue?
I wanted to say before we get into the show today, because I haven't been doing a good job of promoting this, but we've been doing a weekly Patreon episode. At least for the last, like, maybe 4 or 5 weeks, and we're going to keep doing them. It's the Friday Funnies. Then we have been bringing on our buddy, Kevin Lobkovich. And I got to tell you, we've been talking about music that we like instead of music that people make fun of. So if you want to hear that instead of, and it's still, I mean, don't get me wrong, we're still having a good time, but Kevin reminded me of a song from, Big Thief that I have listened to probably 75 times since 4 days ago. It's so good. So if you want to hear us talk about music that we love that people don't make fun of, go there. And without further ado, let's bring in our guest for today. The hilarious Sam Evans is here.
Hey, thanks for
having me. Say something funny.
Fuck.
I said you were hilarious. Do a bit from the album. Hurry.
Oh, fuck. Somebody brought that up on like a... Have you read the thread of like crazy or shitty things Ellen DeGeneres has done? And apparently somebody on her writing staff, just one day she went up to them like in the morning, not at a meeting, and just goes, "Make me laugh." And like, and just straight faces them. And it's like, that's crazy.
Look, oh, we're a pro Ellen show here. We will not be hearing any kind of blasphemy about our Lord and Savior, Ellen DeGeneres.
I heard she started shooting at her feet after she said that.
Get out!
Now dance!
And then she hit the lady's foot, and the guy goes, "I'll never walk again." And then Ellen starts dying laughing. She goes, "You get
just
to work another
off.
Day." Yeah. Oh, that's great. Sam has an album coming out that, it's coming out this very week.
Yeah, it's coming out on Friday, May 29th. It's called Sweet Baby Boy, and it's available everywhere on your Spotify's and your iTunes and, all of it, you know?
I can't recommend, listening to Sam's comedy enough. Sam is one of the funniest people. And, like I said, he's about to say the most hilarious shit you've ever heard throughout this episode. Like, I'm so excited for how much we're about to laugh.
I really wish I had like an archaic like slur locked and ready.
Yeah.
We're not even going to talk on this one, Sam.
We're kind of just going to hand it over.
Take the wheel. You got it.
I'm kind of borrowing right now from, I don't know if I've told this story on the podcast, but back in my radio days, 2 years ago or whatever.
Which is the name of a Woody Allen movie, by the way.
Is that right?
Radio Days, yes.
Oh man, I love quoting
Woody
Allen.
Not that I know Woody Allen movies.
What the fuck?
You sick fuck, you know Woody Allen movies? You
Anywho?
Fucking creep. Brian Regan was on the radio show, and he told one of my favorite stories about, Ron Bennington. And he said that Ron Bennington was hosting a show. I think it was probably in Florida, because that's where he used to do radio in Florida. And Brian Regan came through town, and he was already, I think, like an established feature act at this point in his career. And, Bennington intros him with, "This next guy is the funniest guy you're ever going to see. He's so, so funny. You're going to be dying." And I'm not kidding. Within 15 seconds of this guy being on stage, you're going to be on the floor rolling around. And of course, he like ate it up top because of that intro. It's to tell an audience within people are just looking at their watch like, "Oh, it's been 15 seconds and I'm not done."
It almost seems like a purposeful thing, right? Like,
oh, it's absolutely. He was fucking with him. Yeah. He had to be. Because Bennington is one of the funniest people, and he has that in him to be that. Yeah. To do with. I think he would do something like that so that they would have that story together later. Because that's just a. It's kind of like when Chad Daniels did Tom Segura and Pete Lee's opening joke.
So
or
funny.
Maybe it was their closing joke to open his set.
Yeah.
When they were overseas. And. They were both just watching, like, what the fuck? Now we have to go on stage? It's so good.
Yeah.
Anyway, now we're doing that to you. So we have quite a show to get to. But how was your weekend there, Sammy?
It was good, man. Pretty relaxed. It's crazy. I don't know. You know, a 3-day weekend is like meaningless. But you try to treat myself a little bit and just not do anything I didn't want to do. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I keep forgetting it was a 3-day week. Like today's we're recording, not to give away too much, but how the bread is made. But we're making this episode on Memorial Day, mm-hmm. and I keep forgetting.
I told Tom that was disrespectful, by the way.
Yeah, and that's why Tommy said he wanted to do it. He said it's disrespectful, and then he said anarchy rules. Yeah, it's all the days blur together so much that it doesn't feel like it's special that it's a 3-day weekend. And I was like, I did the thing where yesterday my girlfriend's brother graduated from college, and it's very strange because you have to graduate from home, basically. Like, you're watching the speeches on the TV. It's very strange. But we had that doesn't have anything to do with what I was about to say. What I was going to say is I had champagne at like noon because of that, and it wrecked my whole day. It like I just felt like shit. I can't day drink anymore, and it really bums me out. Yeah.
It's also that sweet wine, you know what I mean? Like, champagne is, it's the sweetness of it.
That is true.
Gets to
this me. Is why, I gotta tell you, I used to think that I liked mimosas. Overrated. I think they're one of the worst drinks to have because they ruin your whole day. It's just full of sugar, yeah. and you crash.
Any kind of
and
super sugary booze like that just fucks me up.
It's definitely, mimosas are argument juice, especially when you're already I was dating someone that we already weren't getting along that great, and we had mimosas, and if we had mimosas it was just like, great, the rest of the day is going to be kind of wrecked with just passive aggression, like just a little bit of like, oh, okay, I guess that's what we're doing. Not a fun day if you start with mimosas. Anyway, Tommy, how about you? What do you got for this? What did you get into on this beautiful Memorial Day weekend?
Well, that was I decided to drink some summer beers yesterday, which kind of put myself in the mood any way you can. And then I got really drunk, and I woke up in the morning. I was like, oh, my God, I rented 2 movies from Amazon. That's like the craziest thing I can do when I'm drunk now is spend $8 on movies.
Oh, man. Well, what'd you get?
2 movies.
I really wanted to watch MacGruber again because I'd been reading. It was the 10-year anniversary, so I read all the pieces about it. And it's like it's maybe my favorite comedy of all time.
It's really good. I saw that in the theaters with Mike Cronin, and oh man, that's a great, great movie. Yeah.
I wish I saw it in a theater. I saw it in college, and me and my college friends would watch it. Like, we probably watched it 50 times our senior year of college.
Yeah.
I remember one time there was a party, and I turned off the music, put on MacGruber, and just turned it on full volume, and, like, all the girls left the party, just, like, one by one.
And then the real party began. that's really funny. I feel like a lot of your stories involve you turning the volume all the way up. The wedding story about them. Yes. We told it a couple weeks ago, so we won't tell it again.
Yeah. The other movie was, of course, a natural double feature with MacGruber, The Purge.
I've never seen The Purge, but I've heard it's really good.
Yeah, I haven't either.
You might have heard wrong, but... it's a fun concept.
Sure. Now that I'm thinking about it, the person who told me that Purge was great was a dumbass. And I remember as they were telling me it, I was like, This is going to be defining to me of whether you are a dumbass or not.
Man, I hope somewhere that, like, that's the easiest thing in the world to forget, but I hope whoever it is like, hey, what the fuck, man?
There is no way they listen to this show. This show is dumbass proof. Sorry, dumbasses. Find another show.
You know that when those dumbasses hear the opening Clinton remarks that Tom makes.
Yeah. No, that's what's going to get them. They're like, yeah, hell yeah, blowjob in the White House. He painted the house white with his jizz. That's the sort of stuff they like to hear. Freaks.
They're like, wait, where'd all this dumbass content go? Now they're talking about their weekends? Oh.
So yeah. Today we are talking about 90s TV theme songs, and I thought it would be a fun way to open up this episode would be for me to play a game called Tommy's Quiz Time.
Ooh.
And the way
why are you on a little bicycle?
Yeah, great hat. I love the spinning propeller thing.
So basically, I found a YouTube quiz, and I'm going to steal it for our content.
Oh, hell yeah. I love that sort of shit.
The quiz, it just plays a little bit of a 90s TV theme song. You guys have to guess it. Whoever gets it first wins. The one rule is if Sam wins, you guys have to buy his album. If Sam loses, you have to leave negative reviews of his album on iTunes.
A dangerous game you've agreed to play there, Samuel.
I'm kidding.
Guys,
no matter what, don't do
to
that.
Help me.
Well, it can.
Okay, here's a concession. You have to leave a 5-star review, but then say really mean shit.
Yeah, just make
you know what?
Feel help.
I know that those seem like they're funny. I hate those. People have done that to me with this podcast where they'll go, whoops, meant to press 1-star. Fuck you.
I like
say something
purge.
Nice.
I love
yeah.
I'm stupid.
I wish Bush had gotten a blowjob in the White House.
Okay, so before we start this quiz, I want to read what the person who made it wrote at the beginning. So it says, you'll hear the song for 15 seconds. If you need more time, you can pause the video. Fuck you.
What? condescending. So you can sit and think about it? It's not going to play more of the song?
No. No. It made me really mad.
That's really funny. How can I have more time? What if I have to go to the bathroom during the quiz?
All right, gentlemen. Are you ready for the quiz?
Yeah.
Tommy's quiz time, that is.
Yes.
Okay. Question one. Little warm-up seconds.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, are we just jumping in?
Sam, you're fucked. Oh. You're down early.
I didn't know we could jump in. I was about to tell you to pause it because I needed more time.
In what world would this not be a speed game?
In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spent most of my days. One of the all-time great TV theme songs.
Arguably the best. And some people said that on the Facebook, which we'll get to later. But my brother and I was really into Will Smith's music when I was younger. And I had a bunch of his... I had his... Big Willie Style was the first CD I ever owned. But I also... Me and my brother both were really into the album that had this... whole song on it. I can't remember. I think we talked about it when we had Castillo on.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember he stole the album from me and pretended he didn't know what happened to it. And it really, I was like, oh, you just all of a sudden also have this album? You don't have money? Like, what are you talking about? But we both loved the extra verse in the real song. Very good.
I have a quick Stephen Castillo story from this week that I wanted to share. Check out his Will Smith episode. It's very fun. But the other night, my girlfriend was talking about how she's been really jumpy lately. And it was like kind of late at night. And right at that moment, there's this knock on the window. And we look up and it's just this guy in a mask knocking on our window. And it was Stephen Castillo who wanted to say hi and didn't text ahead.
No heads like up.
It was like 10 p.m. Yeah.
That's crazy.
And his hair is like really long now. And he has this big mask. So you can't really tell who it is.
That's so insane.
Yeah. That is so scary.
How would you not think to say, hey, I'm coming? You know how everybody's tense right now and nobody knows what's going on?
You know how this is the time of no visitors?
Well, I'm coming in a mask, bitch.
That is so scary. I love it.
Oh, man.
It's very fun.
We covered that song. My high school band, we played at the Catholic high school's homecoming, and we covered that song, the full version.
Wow.
The full version. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That is very...
Did you sing?
Was it a big hit? Did you sing?
I half sang, half rapped, and people did not like it. They didn't like it.
Is that true?
At all.
People didn't like it?
I think we were a high school jam band, and so we really jam bandified it, and they did not appreciate it, and they were in the right.
I'm now realizing you're saying you're a band you were in high school, not... Yes. Your high school's band?
No, not the marching
okay.
band.
Okay, okay, yeah. Nice. I was going to say having version. A singer seemed interesting for that.
I'm picturing like a 25-minute jam that's like really ambient. And you're just like kind of drifting in and out of the vocals.
It's like a lot of guitar solos between the verses, long enough that you forget what the fuck it is. And then I would start up again and they'd be like, oh, God, I hated it before.
And you don't get to watch a great episode of Fresh Prince after you're done.
I know. Yeah.
You just have to go back to high school. That sucks.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Tom has won.
I'm ready now. Sam, Tom, you're not going to
And Sam has few. Now it's time for question two.
Oh, shit.
Nope. That should reset the points.
I hope you have one of those for every one of these.
I didn't even have that one.
Here, but is it Power Rangers?
Buffy the Vampire
Slayer. Power Rangers. Oh, yes. That's
Sam Evans
Power
on
Rangers
the board
twice.
full disclosure.
Well done.
I really didn't know that until yesterday when I was like researching 90s theme songs. And the reason I remembered it is because I played it on the laptop for just 10 seconds and Carmen sat bolt upright in the bed and was like, are you watching Buffy? Why are you watching Buffy right now?
I am now realizing I'm at a severe disadvantage because I did not go through and listen to old theme songs.
Well, now it's more embarrassing if I lose. So.
Oh, shit, that's a good point.
Now
I
deserve
good,
those negative
I
views.
Really set myself up well for the rest of this quiz.
I got super into Buffy in college, and it managed to alienate me from all of my friends who did not watch it or care or want to talk about it.
That is the worst, is if you're watching a show on your own, especially like in high school where you're kind of stuck talking about pop culture all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I've said this on the show, but I got into Laguna Beach just because there was a couple people that I would hang out with that's all they watched. I was like, fine, I guess I have to watch it now. And I did just because they did, and I wanted to be able to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Oh, let's hear a little more of that theme.
Yeah. I think it's by Nerf Herder, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. It's by Steve. Wait, what?
Somebody said it was
Who
by
is it?
Nerf Herder, the Buffy theme. I could be wrong about
Who's that?
It's like a 90s alt band. Let me double check and make sure I'm getting that right. Because I could be wrong, but.
Sam, I know you came on here to talk about fun theme songs. What do you think of Joss Whedon's hypocrisy when it comes to feminism?
I don't, you know.
Now, and know this, no matter what you say, you're going to lose part of the audience because Parth are very big incels who the thought of feminism makes them ill, and the other half of our fan base are diehard feminists, so you're pretty fucked no matter what.
Oh, fuck.
Go ahead and split them up.
I mean, I think he's okay. I don't know. I'm not like a giant Joss fan. You know what I mean?
Oh, now you've lost all of them. So.
I don't know. How do you feel about it, Tommy?
Oh, fuck.
Me or Tommy? I think this is a... I have no opinion. He is both a hero and a hypocrite. All right, we're back. We had a little technical difficulty. QAnon came on and was pissed about the Joss Whedon stuff and interrupted our... Our Zoom got taken over for a little bit. But we learned our lesson, and we won't take a side anymore on Joss Whedon.
There will be a Snyder cut of this podcast where we discuss him instead. All right, let's go... Oh, fuck. Tom has won, and Sam has won. I've rejoined the game, and it has begun.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know either.
The hint is David Lynch.
Oh, Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks. Fuck.
Sam got it.
I think that's Sam, yeah.
Yes. Thanks for that hint, man.
Hint might have been too easy.
Yeah, yeah. Blue Velvet. No, fuck.
You guys ever watch Twin Peaks?
I never got super into it. I feel like I should because people love it.
Yes.
People do love it. And I never watched
like
it.
Sorry. I feel like it's I just didn't watch the it. Most... mainstream success he's gotten, right? Because it was like a wild success on TV.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I felt left out when the new Twin Peaks stuff was happening because I like David Lynch movies a lot, and it just felt like I should have caught up and I didn't, and then it was too late.
Yeah. Same.
No, I almost, I almost watched it. Like a few years ago, and then just never got around to it. I don't know why either, but I just didn't. Some things you just don't get around to in this life. Maybe next life. All right, let's hear the next one.
Tom has one, and Sam has two. Question four, Scooby-Doo.
Oh,
Boy Meets World.
What is it?
Ooh. Boy Meets World.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, I meant to listen to that right before this.
That was like, because they had several, but that was the very first Boy Meets World.
That one's weird. I don't like that one.
Yeah, yeah. That later on, they had like a theme song where they actually sang Boy Meets World, like the phrase. And
when this boy meets world. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
I think
I
that was
that.
The very first one.
Well done. I knew that. I just couldn't pull it.
Boy Meets World, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So, 3-1. Let's... get a gun.
All right, we'll accept that.
Say by the bell.
Oh, fuck. God, you had that so quick.
I don't want to give away my process. But the bell really helped me.
You should have heard those peaks in Twin Peaks, then.
No, my ex-fiance, when we lived together, would watch that show every morning, and I could not believe someone enjoyed it in their adult life. Yeah, it's such a bad show.
I never actually watched an episode, I don't think.
It's so bad. And anybody who disagrees is just coming at it from nostalgia. It is a bad show. It's so corny.
Yeah, it's pretty shitty.
It's like if the dialogue is Power Rangers level bad, but it's not. There's no action. It's just a whole show of what if Power Rangers had like they're just shitty interactions. It's very shallow. Yeah. And
also,
Dustin Diamond got a career out of it. He's a bad guy. It's all, you know.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't Zach Morris also break the fourth wall a lot? He's always like,
yes.
Anyways, and you're like, this is not good enough to take
true.
This chance.
True.
All right.
I feel like I probably pissed a lot of people off just now. Most of that was me yelling at my ex-fiance through time and space just now, and I apologize for that.
The score is 3-2. Sam, what do you think about this hashtag 3-2 movement that's going on?
I'm glad that finally made it to Mike and Tommy.
X-Files.
Oh, X-Files.
I think Sam got that.
All right, I'll give it to Sam. I'll give it up.
That is a joke I've been saying during pickup basketball games for maybe 3 years at this point. And finally got the nothing it deserved. Love me some X-Files.
You big X-Files guy?
Kind of.
It's okay.
I don't think I've seen all of it, but I always enjoy it when I watch.
Yeah.
I like went
name
the
your
first
top
season.
Five favorite aliens then.
Tom, who do you think's the Mulder of the show? Who do you think's the Scully?
That's a good question. I think I'm the Mulder.
Which one was
The Mulder's Dave it's the guy, right?
Yeah, David Duchovny's Mulder, and then Scully.
Yeah, I'll be Mulder.
Yeah. Because Scully's the skeptic. Scully doesn't believe, you know?
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense for the two of us. Because Tommy doesn't believe in aliens, or is that right? I just made that up. I could see that. I could show him a picture of an alien. He's like, yeah, right. Is that the show? I never watched that show. I assume that's part.
Yeah,
I watched
that's
half
every
of
episode.
Season.
Just a different picture of an alien, and she's like, I don't see it.
What about this? What about this? We just saw it in person. Well, it could have been anything. That could have been a Bigfoot. No, I watched like half a season of that show, but I never got super into it.
Yeah. It's not bad. I saw the movie. I like the movie.
I didn't know there was a movie, to be honest. I gotta tell you, that Duchovny is a very hot man. I met him in person, again, because of the radio.
Whoa.
Really? Yeah.
Is he a sex addict? Should we talk about
that? He is a sex addict. Yeah. And I hate to say this, but I think he might just be a hot guy who can probably fuck all the time
all the
thinks
time,
he's a sex addict.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Married to Taya Leone. She's a hot lady.
Hell yeah.
All right. Tom has 2 and Sam has 4. Clinton got head on the White House floor. Question 7 now.
Seinfeld.
Fuck. How did I not get that? Jesus.
I either Sam have to get it immediately or nothing.
This song is so familiar to me. What do I know? Yeah.
It smacks of something, but I can't.
What do we think?
Always is this, loved it.
I'm having trouble because it's not a song that I would ever want to hear. Like, there are some theme songs that I would listen to away from it. Anybody who would just put on Seinfeld to listen to, like if there was like a Fresh Prince version where, did you know there's a longer version of the Seinfeld theme song? You'd be like, yeah, who cares?
It's like 8 minutes. Apparently, I watched a YouTube video of it once. The guy, at least during the part where like Seinfeld is talking on stage in the beginning, he actually would adjust it and like play the theme, like improvise along each time with like each new bit.
What?
And then it would revert to like the actual track and theme. But he would always be in the studio like, all right, let's feel it out. And now we're in. And he would play
Damn.
Along.
There was an MTV2 pilot that I was doing live music for once. I don't think I can go into what it was. But part of it was a Seinfeld parody. And I spent so long learning how to play that on my keyboard. Uh-huh. Like the bass. I spent like a month like agonizing. It's so hard to do to do this like funk bass line on a keyboard. Mm-hmm. And then of course it didn't get picked up. I don't know how to play it now, and it was such a waste of my time. I think I made like $35. It was like 100 hours. Not 100 hours, but it felt like it. Like it was
You're
like,
just
oh
like inviting
God.
People over like, hey, do you want to hear me play this? Because I need to play it for somebody.
You should make a master class, and it's only how to play that song.
All right. So it's 4.
Do we know how many of these there are?
No one knows. And that's part of the fun of the game.
That is part of the fun. I'm
All right.
A good time.
Sam has 4. Tom has 3. Who is sick of riddles? Me.
Oh, no. You froze right then. Oh no.
That's the best time to cut out.
Right before the rhyme.
Who is sick of riddles?
I'm going to guess that he was going to say me.
Yeah.
Here he comes back. Here he comes crawling back to us.
I mean, that one was just damn funny.
I'm so sorry.
That was great.
It's okay.
It's okay. That happened at the funniest moment it could have, because it was right before you finished the rhyme.
Yeah. We got sick of riddles.
And then you just cut out.
What if I just left?
Who's sick of riddles? Fuck this show.
Speaking of, Zoom unexpectedly quit, and so did I. Tom can attest that this has never happened to me.
It's happened to me a few times, but it's usually a me problem.
It's okay. Like I said, I'm thrilled it's not on my end, because my Wi-Fi has been shitty. So
all good. All right, so let's hear this.
Paula Cole, Dawson's Creek.
Oh shit! God damn it! I'm so mad right now.
What a song.
Yeah.
That's arguably the best.
Yeah.
Another one that could arguably be the best, because that's a song that I just enjoy.
It's a great.
Would never skip.
That was the thing. Listening to, there are like a handful of like themes where you're like, fuck, this is like, I would put this on a playlist and be so happy to hear it, you know?
For sure.
This would be a fun song to put on a party playlist come up like late in the night. Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm so mad I didn't get that. It was like the smallest hesitation, and
I used to love that show too.
No. I used to love that show too. I was really into that show.
Who was your favorite, Tom?
I mean, I did like Joey quite a bit.
Joey was Katie Holmes, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I had a crush on Joey, and then I liked Pacey.
I liked Pacey a lot.
I also. It was almost unfair because Pacey and Dawson, both in sports films of that era, Joshua Jackson, is that his name?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
He was he was younger when he did it, but he was in Mighty Ducks.
That's what it was. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And I liked that movie more than I liked Varsity Blues, which is. Isn't that Vanderbeek, right?
Yeah, that's Vanderbeek.
So he had a little bit of an advantage, but I also liked Vanderbeek, and I feel like he became kind of a joke. He has that crying meme that's kind of embarrassing, but from the show, and it's a little corny. But I liked them both, to be totally honest. I think in later seasons thought that Dawson became too much of a bitch, or that Vanderbeek. His name wasn't Dawson?
Dawson,
or was it the
yeah.
town Dawson?
I thought his name was Dawson, right?
Yeah, that's probably right. I just felt like he became kind of an asshole to the other kid. But it's been so long since I've watched that, I don't even remember. I was in high school.
Yeah.
So it's 5-3 right now. I think if we go through all these, it'll take up too much of the episode. So let's set a target. What number?
Maybe three more so that I have a chance to come back. But if
okay.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Or it's
I was going to say 1-7.
Let's do 1-7. Okay. I like
so
that.
Tom would have to have a crazy comeback that would make it interesting enough to keep going.
Okay.
5-3. Squibbledy D.
Got him. Friends.
Friends. Fuck. You got it. You got it. Well done.
Is this a joke?
You're good. You're good.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You're still here. Is this a joke?
Wait, so who got that first?
Sam got that.
Yeah,
you got it. You got it.
Yeah.
Okay, so if Sam gets the next one, it's over.
It's over, yeah. I got to tell you, what's happening to me right now is each time you start the riddle, I finish it in my head. I'm wasting a lot of my anticipation space on the riddle part. All right, Tommy, let's hear the next one. Okay, we're back. We had a little technical difficulty. The gods knew that it was unjust that I was losing at this game, and they struck down upon Zoom and Tommy's computer. So right now, Sam is up 6-3, right? That's so weird. That's how tall I am.
there's been a twist.
Oh, is that right?
As an unjust quiz god myself, I have decided that the next point wins.
Oh my god, you're so twisted.
This is straight fucked.
They should do this in like the NBA too. they're like, you know what? It's the Warriors are up 3-1. Next game wins.
All right, next point wins, and remember the stakes.
Oh fuck.
The success or failure of Sam's album completely depends on how this goes.
Knight Rider?
I have no idea.
Oh,
I had
wait.
A feeling neither of you would get this unless...
Is it? It's not like 90210, is it?
It is Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh my god!
That's crazy! Oh no!
I had no idea! That's so funny! Man, that is bad about your album, buddy. But
yeah, I'm sorry. Thanks anyways, though, guys.
Tom, I cannot believe you got that. Did you watch that show?
No, I didn't. I truly was has the sound.
What? You kidding me? You never watched that show?
I was just like, what is a 90, what is like a 90s show that they would have on there that I've never seen? And also, that sounded like what I imagined that show's theme song to be, but I did not watch it.
Oh, that's why I'm the quiz king.
Oh, man, you are a... Tommy, I'll say it. Thanks. You're a sick fuck.
Nothing says an expertly run quiz game like my computer crashing 4 times during it, the rules making no sense, and the riddle bit petering out halfway through.
Incredible. Well, that's too bad about the album, Sam, but I think
that it's okay.
In spite of all the negative reviews you'll get from our listeners, I'm certain that there will still be some positives and some people purchasing it.
And to our listeners, I know you're thinking of texting your friends to also leave negative reviews, even the ones that don't listen to this. Don't do that.
Don't
okay?
do that unless you also have already gotten on the Patreon. And if, after that, you can do that sort of thing. But
there's a certain.
But also, if you're going to leave a negative review, be like specific about it. Don't just say it's bad.
Yeah.
Tell what you don't
like. Especially,
about it,
and I know that it's audio, but if there's like a part of Sam's body that you don't like, that's the sort of things you could
hate. It's also about me. You can say you don't like me.
Sam, here's a question. If your album had a theme song, which one of the ones we've heard so far would best fit it?
Man, I gotta go with I have no memory of the ones that we just did. Probably the Buffy theme, you know?
Hell
it's intense. It rides the line, really gets you on edge, gets you ready to kill
something. They call you the crowd slayer. That's what they do.
Let's speaking of theme songs that you like, let's talk about the theme songs you picked to talk about this on this episode.
Oh god. Man, I picked some real goose eggs.
Well, we already
So none
heard,
of those were in your list?
Weird One, which is the Friends theme song.
Friends was. Yeah.
The Rembrandts.
Yes. Great, by the way, great theme song. It's an all-timer. I used to really like it a lot.
Yeah.
Tommy, what do you think of it?
It's fantastic.
I love it. Love the claps. Love it all.
I love the claps as well. It's really every song should incorporate a clap. Mm. Not for the performers as much as like for the audience. It's fun to be able to clap along.
Yeah.
It is a little misleading in the sense that
oh no. No.
Give him a second.
It might be correct. Come on, Tommy. We're just going to hear him go, are you fucking kidding me? Anyway, so yeah, we were so Tommy, it cut you off in the middle of saying it is misleading. What was the rest of that?
Well, it says in the song that they're broke, and they ain't broke.
Oh, they're not broke.
No.
Not by our standard. We all live in, well, I'll be back.
Really
but
well.
Yeah, we live in New York. We all live in Brooklyn. They didn't live in Brooklyn. They lived in near Central Park, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Isn't it kind of funny, if you were friends with at least half of the cast of Friends, they would be your friends, where you would be like, yeah, I like them, but like, they're fucking parents.
Absolutely.
You know that, right?
Yeah, and you'd be like, yeah, Phoebe's music sucks. How does she keep getting this gig?
Yeah. And Joey's like dumb, yeah. Right? He's an idiot.
Yeah, Joey's very dumb. And also rich, but from acting? I guess he's like a soap opera actor. And I guess that his role is one of the few that actually makes any sense. Cuz what is Ross is like a paleontologist or something.
Yeah,
it's a very stupid.
Which, paleontologists don't hang out with masseuses.
No, there's no way that if you were to go hang out with your buddy, you're like playing trivia. You're going to a bar to meet your friends for trivia, and one of them is a shitty musician, one is a soap opera actor, and one is a paleontologist. You'd be like, these people are all lying. They're in the Illuminati. There's no way this is real.
Yeah. Yes.
They all made up these jobs. This is bullshit. I mean, Joey, you'd be able to go, like, I guess he is on that show. But I don't even remember what... I don't remember. Rachel's in fashion, I think, and then...
She's like a waitress at first, and
that's
then she
right.
works her way up in
that's
fashion.
That's right. Yeah. And then there's that episode, they're like all angry. Like half the friends are poor and half of them are rich, but they all live in the same apartments. It doesn't make any sense. People are probably losing their minds at the inaccuracies that we're naming here. But I'm not a friend. I know a lot of people hate Friends, and I talked shit about Saved by the Bell earlier. I did grow. I have that nostalgia for Friends. I liked it growing up, and I know
I
it's
too.
Not as good as other shows, and it's a little corny at times. Chandler was funny.
Yes,
he was.
He was. I remember laughing so hard at Chandler at times that I feel very stupid about it now, and I wonder if I would still think that. But I liked him and Monica together. I really had a good time watching that show.
Yeah, I also thought Phoebe was very good, you know, just her absurdist penchant.
She's great character. I thought it was a fun show. I don't watch it now, and I'm not going to go back and watch it again, but maybe when I'm like 80, I'll go back and watch it, and it'll be a nice little stroll down memory lane.
The world's going to be gone by then, pal.
Whoa, what the hell? Do you think the world's going to be over in 60 years? That's a little math joke for the listeners. I'm 20. All right, so we had the Friends theme song. We also have on this list, I just had it pulled up and then I shut it out for some reason because I'm a fool. We've also got Lamb Chops Play Along.
This, so what is this?
Now let me just preface by saying that as soon as I committed to this and then started reading other people's great picks, I was like, I'm a piece of shit. I'm an asshole.
I appreciate that you didn't. I gotta commend you for this though. You didn't send us 8 texts being like, actually, never mind. I want this one instead of this one, which we have had before. So
sure. I mean, I that was the one that I was like, maybe I can switch this one out because it sucks. The Lamb Chops play along is just that this is the song. You could play it, but it's this is the song that never ends. It just goes on, and it's really bad.
Let's hear it for a second. Tommy, do you have it pulled up, or I can play it if not?
I'm gonna try and limit all my tech from now on to hope that this goes smoothly.
Yes, it goes on and on, my friend. Some people started singing it, not knowing what it was, and they'll continue singing it forever just because this is the song that's done.
A very interesting pick, given all the good songs that we've heard.
That's the only one that I genuinely feel bad for picking. So, I just want to say I'm so sorry.
A little known fact about that song is that the lyrics were actually a review of your high school jam band.
I just want to say thanks because I was for sure that you were about to say my album. So thank you for being merciful.
The next song you have on here, I'm just going to play it because people will know it.
Wait, and so what is that Lamb Chop thing from?
Do you remember Lamb Chop's Play Along was like a, it was a puppet kid show.
Oh, did you not know Lamb Chop?
Lamb Chop.
No.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Lamb Chop is like a lamb, sure. Obviously.
It's a puppet.
And then they have one character that's like a donkey, and another character, I can't remember what the other animal was. And then the lady was, it was like a lady that hung out with the puppets.
Right.
It's kind of like a Sesame Street,
yes,
type show.
It was,
but only three or four
characters.
It was
Sesame Street for people who felt that like Elmo might be a little too aggro for their kids.
Yeah. So they really wanted it to dial it back.
People who, yeah, thought like, oh yeah, I'm going to let my kids watch Sesame Street and get all riled up.
I'm just picturing like the article I read about this show that's like, it was a Gen X fever dream. And it makes me hate it, even though I've never seen it.
Oh, I didn't realize that this theme song changed. So if it's not the one you wanted, I apologize.
It's okay. I'm actually, I realized that as well. And I bet I know which one you're going to do. But we'll talk about it.
I'm going to choose from season 5 because I feel like that's right in the middle of all of it.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's an ad, of course. People will know it as soon as they hear it, I think. Oh, yeah, we need this banner. Just play the fucking song. Damn, this one's cool as hell because it's as if they're in a video game. And I remember this one. I've seen every episode of this show, and I gotta tell you, I like this pick. I think it's a good theme song.
Yeah.
For a while, I think some people might not know this, especially if they're if they only listen to recent years. But when the podcast Cumtown started, that was their theme song, and I think they just got too popular and they couldn't do that anymore.
That's so fucking funny. Yeah, I like it. I really do. Like, I think people that don't like it, I think what turns them off is the fact that they plug in Tim Allen's grunt,
yeah,
into it.
Yes.
But I think that's more about Tim Allen having become kind of a hated figure.
Right.
Because,
you know, at the time, I remember thinking he was awesome when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Galaxy Quest, this, the Santa Claus.
Yes. Yeah.
He was our, yeah, like, we're around this, I think we're about the same age, Sam. And
yes. Yeah.
For our generation, like, we like grew up on Tim Allen because this show was in the 90s. And yes, I mean, the guy played the Santa Claus. How are you supposed to not think he's great?
Yeah.
In many ways,
yeah, I love that movie.
Tim Allen was our Woody Allen, I think, for a lot
and,
of me.
Could you go through the list of those many ways?
Oh, no, the Zoom broke again.
My favorite part of the Zoom breaking is when I'm editing, just getting to hear, because I still hear the GarageBand part. It's just like, fuck!
Not a lot of people know this, but a lot of people call Santa Claus Tim Allen's radio. That's what they say. Yeah.
Is that right?
But I really do, when I was going through like all these old theme songs, I truly do think it's like a low, for, you know, for a TV theme, it's like a banger, kind of. It's really good.
Can I do, absolutely, my new impression? Woody Allen doing Home Improvement. You
yes,
gotta use a Phillips head screwdriver.
What he does the great, he's like,
I think it would be better if Woody Allen played Al Borland, and it was just, I don't think so, Tim.
Wilson's a good neighbor, but he's very preachy.
Show me your face. I don't trust it.
Oh, that's really fun. Al Borland. He puts the boar in Borland. Anyway, let's move on to another song. Not that that isn't ripe for another hour of fun. Let's move on to the next theme song on here, which is Sister Sister. And I used to really like this song, but I'm not remembering the theme song off the top of my head. Oh my God, you know what I'm realizing that we're missing on this list, and it's because of Sister Sister. Smart Guy was a great theme song from the 90s.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's a smart guy. Boo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Okay, here's Sister Sister. Please don't have an ad.
Sister.
Damn, that one is good. I do like that.
It's a very quintessential 90s groove to it. The lyric, I couldn't quite make out the lyrics, but it's got like a... It's one of the few theme song lyrics where it's pretty on point and describes the show pretty briefly. There's also... I didn't realize this, but as I was watching it, I actually watched the theme. There's a frame that's up for like a good 2 or 3 seconds during the opening credits, and it just says, "We look the same, but we're different." And I just really respect you, them spoon feeding it to you. That
that's
way.
Also the Stand By Your Band theme. that's our tagline too.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I love that one too. By the way, it's so fun.
Very
and it makes
fun
me
one.
Sad that everything's too cool to have stuff like that nowadays.
I know, yeah. Yeah, what's the last good... I think this is interesting. What's the last good theme song? Like, what's the last theme song that you're like, I really love that, and it's something I never skip? Could you get it? The last one that I can remember is Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, is one that
I was just thinking about that. Somebody brought that up on the... Facebook.
Yeah, and of course, I was immediately annoyed because once again, we were talking about 90s theme songs.
Yeah, and this is like well into the 2010s. It's like, you're so far off.
But I do like it. It's the last one that I remember really listening to. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. The Mad Men theme song is pretty cool, but it's cool. Like, it's very cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what... Oh, my God. How did I... Succession has the best theme song. It's so good.
Dude, I am almost through season one of Succession.
Ooh, I'm
right
jealous
now,
as hell,
and
dude.
It is just so... I also love... Succession does that move where at point in parts, usually once an episode, they play the theme in the middle of the episode, and it really... It's great. I love it.
There's a comic who did a like his own video like where he parodied it. I think it's Demi... I cannot remember his name, but I'm going to find it real fast. I'm not going to play the theme song, but I just want to find his name. So that
it's really funny, yeah.
What's his name? Demi? It's Demi something, right?
Yeah.
Adeyigbe or something like that? That can't be right. He's at Electro Lemon on Twitter, but it's his theme song that he made for. It's really good. I just love the song so much that if somebody makes a parody of it, I'm like, good, I get to hear the song again. I really like it.
It's a killer song. I love it.
Okay. Oh, I just got an email that I can audition for Flapper's digital shows.
Wow, Tom, do you want to stop?
I mean, I
kind of
made it, so.
Break out that champagne, baby. It's coming back.
Okay, so that was Sister Sister. This one's interesting, and I'm having trouble remembering it also, but the ER theme song. By the way, this is making me think, and maybe somebody mentioned this in the Facebook. I kind of stopped reading it, and we'll go through it, but I'm pretty shocked that Law and Order didn't make the cut.
Sure. Well, I also had, I was thinking about that because I think Law and Order started in the 80s.
Did
I
it?
Could be wrong about that. I don't know.
It feels
know,
like
actually.
Such
Let
a 90s
check.
Staple to me, but that is possible.
It's a 90s show, but in my mind, I was like, I think it might have started
That's
in the
possible.
80s.
All right, let's hear some of George Clooney's ER. This is performed by George Clooney.
Thank you.
So, Sam, I have one question. What the fuck?
I really wanted to stop in the middle and be like, and see, this is a prime example of a song that's made better by claps. You know? just imagine the Friends claps in the middle of the ER thing.
I'm going to skip forward to see if... This
Listen,
one sucks.
It's not... All right. Yeah, it's a pretty bad pick. It's indefensible, okay? This might actually be worse than the
Lamb
Chop
theme, and
I'm sorry.
I think the Lamb Chop one is much better than this one.
They should have.
I liked it because to me it's like so 90s.
Yes.
It's just like shitty synths and keyboard sounds exclusively. You know,
no,
what
that
I mean?
That song, it feels like they were just like, let's just find something from the public domain, throw it on TV.
Yeah. To me, it's up there with X-Files in the sense that it's almost not even a song. It really is just theme music. You know.
Yeah. I wish they would have just gone with my draft, which was E-R-E-R, hospital place.
We got sick people.
Get them out of here!
That was a very interesting pick, and I was realizing I didn't remember the ER theme song, and now I'm not surprised that I did.
Yeah, it was a
but
shitty
you know
pick.
What?
I'm sorry.
You really saved face with this last one, I think, because we are gonna hear the Baywatch theme song.
This song's so sexy.
Yeah, yeah.
You just picture a couple of boobs bouncing around on the beach. A big old hog flopping around in some shorts, flopping around on the beach. I'm watching ads.
This is another one where the first season had a different one though.
Oh,
so I'm a
I hope
worried.
It's not that.
I think it's the same. Yeah, this is it. Yeah.
Nice. I like that one. That's a good one. That's a classic.
Yeah. It's actually a theme song that I think is very clearly better than the show. You know?
I got to tell you, I don't know if I ever actually watched a whole episode of Baywatch. I watched that show simply to be like, oh, hell yeah, boobs or whatever. As a kid, and I did hear the theme song, but I don't think I actually paid attention to the show ever.
It's a fine show, you know. You don't need to see it, or you need to see one, and then you're good. I will tell you that I went. Mike Cronin, Andy Woodhull, and I went and saw the Baywatch remake movie, and I'll tell you, it's better than I thought it would be. We all left, and we were like, you know, it's not the best comedy, but it wasn't hot dog shit.
That's interesting. I need to see that. I feel like The Rock, especially lately, is pretty good with stuff like that. And he was really good casting for that.
And hot dog shit is that new Pixar movie, right?
Yes.
So that's the playlist, and I want to open this up. Well, Tommy, what do you think we should do here? Because I've got two ideas. One is that we just go straight to Facebook because we're already a little late into the show. But I kind of want us also to have the opportunity to play one of ours each. But maybe we can do that. Maybe Facebook will end up covering that.
You can play one of yours if you want.
I can tell you right now. I want to see if it's in the. I'll just see if it's in the Facebook. Let's just go to Facebook, because there's a lot on the Facebook. People got really into it.
Yeah, people. I felt so bad because as I looked at the Facebook, I was like, fuck, there were so many great ones that I could have picked and I didn't.
I mean, oh my god, people are so fucking. I'm getting so mad reading this. I okay, so I post on Facebook. What we're talking about 90s we're talking about theme songs from TV shows from the 90s today. Somebody put Sanford and Son. Give me a goddamn break, man. This is why the wrong guy is going to win the election in 2020, and I'm leaving it ambiguous so that you can insert whichever one you don't like in it. So there's somebody put Cheers, which I believe Cheers is late 80s, isn't it?
It moved into, I think it ended in 93.
Yeah, that's where it gets complicated.
Yeah.
The first one right off the bat, Chris Allen writes, King of Queens is one of the worst lyrically of all time. And my back is getting tight. And it reminded me of Mike Racine. Mike Racine did that's the funniest thing in the world to me. And I retweeted it today when I was thinking about it. But he tweeted, I told my girlfriend I wrote her a poem, but it was just the theme song to King of Queens. And he shows the text. And the text is, he goes, I wrote you a poem. My eyes are getting weary. My back is getting tight. I'm sitting here in traffic on the Queensboro Bridge tonight. But I don't care, because all I want to do is cash my check and drive right home to you. Because, baby, all my life I will be driving home to you. And she sent him a bunch of kissy faces and said, I love it. And I just think it's so mean, but also so funny.
it's so fucking mean. But it is.
And
yeah, that's, I
knowing
I
them
that, yeah.
as well as I do, I believe that was sincere completely. Like, I think that he really did do that. He's a crazy yes. person when it comes to shit like this. He like posts about their fights online all the time. They're both hilarious and bonkers, and I love them. But yeah, that's all I can think of. But reading those lyrics, I remember the first time I saw that tweet, I was like, they are kind of good lyrics. I don't mind that. I like King of Queens. So
yeah. Well, and it's for the measure of a theme
yes,
song.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly.
So it's not like you're jamming yes. to it. Yeah.
They did a bit like that in the show Dave, where an older, not like the King of Queens, but with the Fresh Prince Fresh Prince song, where an older white man asked this young black man from Philadelphia, like, where he grew up in Philadelphia, and he just slowly went through the entire theme song, and the white man looked the fool.
Oh, man. Glad they fucking took the white man down. The fucking bit on Dave. I gotta watch Dave now. God damn it. Have you watched Dave, Sam?
I haven't. Do you? I hear good things.
Everybody's raving about it.
Yeah. You seem excited.
I've got to watch it. I just hate the... There's some things that are, everybody raves about, but you see the, like, promo for... The promo of him coming out of that pair of boxers with his head popping out, I was like, I don't fucking want to like this. I don't even know... And everybody's raving, though. Steve Graff writes, Inspector Gadget is a banger. I do agree. Inspector Gadget.
Hell yeah.
I'll play a second of it just because I do think it is, it's just a great song. Damn it, I keep forgetting to write theme. Inspector Gadget. I liked Inspector Gadget a lot. I was a big fan as a kid.
Yeah.
The song that I want to play, somebody did mention one of the two songs that I think are great. This is Inspector Gadget. Let's skip forward.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, that's all I wanted.
There was a... there was a murder in my family, and we had the great misfortune of hiring Inspector Gadget to try and track down the killer. It did not go as we hoped.
This broaches the subject, and I feel so bad about this because I really do think it holds true largely, is that cartoon theme songs are way, way better. There's way fewer misses on cartoon theme songs.
Yeah.
They are just really great.
I think I agree with that. There's some, it's funny how, I think that the theme song for Cat Dog, it will be imprinted in my brain till I die. And I don't even think that's a good show, But, like, yeah, that happens. Somebody posted, I read it right as you were saying the cartoon thing, and I really agree on this one. Rocko's Modern Life, both a great show and a great theme song. And I've also been watching a lot of King of the Hill lately. I love that theme song.
So good.
Yeah, that's a killer.
The Refreshments.
Sing that one. That. Interesting. Very good. Very good song. Power Rangers, a great one. Let's just hear it real fast for a second.
This is the original. Yeah.
I love this. Oh, wait. Where's the part where it changes? That's just that nee-nee-nee-nee-nee. I remember being so fucking hyped when that song played. And this is all nostalgia because, like I said, if you actually watch the show, it sucks. But I remember like just seeing the colors of the Power Rangers logo. I was like, it's so stimulating because it's so bright and like in your face and it's fighting. And like, it's very, very fun. Yeah, let's see what else we have here. Oh, somebody posted that one. That's a good way to do it. Manly Man from 2.5 Men at Karaoke. Fuck you.
I also think that might not be a 90s show at all, and it made me the
I'm
most
pretty
mad.
Sure that is 2000s. I'm almost certain.
And it's the shittiest theme
It sucks.
Song.
It's
bad.
Really bad. I think this guy's kidding. It's Corey Clifford. I think that that was a joke, and it fucking better have been. somebody said Wonder Years, which is probably my favorite pick for theme song. That's, it's Joe Cocker, right?
Joe Cocker.
Wonder Years theme song. And it's edited in a way that I really like. I'm going to play it if I can find it here. It's one of those tricky ones where this is already a song, so it's hard that it's for it to be a theme song. But this being with the like footage of them, it's just really good.
Yeah.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby,
I love this one because it's short and also good.
Yeah.
Like every time it would come on, I loved it. I love seeing how they did such a good job of making this like old looking footage. To go along with like home movie footage with Fred Savage and so good. The one that I was gonna play though, I want to play this one really quick just because I have a story about it too. But the Growing Pains theme song I really really liked, and I don't know if you guys remember it, but it's another one where I'm not sure if it was created for. Oh, maybe this is from 89 though. Oh shit, this might be from 89. But you know what? Fuck it, I'm playing it anyway. I'm just as bad as the listener, or as the people who comment on the Facebook. Kirk Cameron's crazy ass. I loved that one, but I played it because it reminded me of a road memory I had when I was driving with Ben Moore somewhere, and somehow we got that song stuck in our heads, and we realized that if you played that, you could if you make small twists to the lyrics, it could be the best. It could be the most horrifying song you've ever heard because it's. it's Show Me That Smile Again. Don't waste another minute on your crying. We're nowhere near the end. And we were like, if you changed it to that you're a murderer and you're like holding a knife up to somebody, like, show me that smile again. Don't waste another minute on your screaming. We're nowhere near the end. The worst is about to be again. You just start stabbing. And that's one of the hardest times I've ever laughed, is us just realizing how well the lyrics worked for that. But I love moments like that. There's so many Facebook comments, so I'm not going to read all of them, but I do want to say, I commented on this on here because multiple people brought these theme songs up. And they are the theme songs to Family Matters and Full House. There's a guy who like made a living writing these theme songs, and he wrote multiple of them, and I'm trying to find,
Jesse Frederick, yes, is his name.
So, Andy Sanford, our buddy, used to have a bit, and he did this maybe 9-8 years ago, something like that. I saw him when he was touring with the Beards of Comedy, and it really, really tickled me hearing him pick apart the lyrics to the Family Matters theme song. And I'm trying to find it right now because he sent it to me in a way that I could see, but there's so many damn comments. So I think it was like Family Matters. Oh, yeah. Step by Step, Family Matters, Full House, and I think Perfect Strangers. He wrote all of them. And he points out the lyric, the Family Matters opening verses. It's a rare condition in this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. Love and tradition of the grand design. Some people say it's even harder to find. Then he goes through and like picks this apart. This is on his website, his Tumblr. He like goes through why it's stupid for them to say that. But the one that I really love is the second verse of Family Matters theme. He says, well, then there must be some magic clue inside these tearful walls. Because all I see is a tower of dreams. Real love busting out of every seam. And it's just, you see a tower of dreams, but also these tearful walls. It's very funny. You can see all that on andysanford.com, but it really cracks me up. And it's when you pitch 90s theme songs, that's what I thought of. I'll quickly just read some of the theme songs people say. But yeah, Perfect Strangers, X-Files theme came up a few times. Let's see. Yeah, The Office is a banger. For my nephew. Very
thanks,
funny.
Guys.
Thank you, Caleb. He also did point out it's not in the 90s. I'm just rising. Bobby Budd says Beavis and Butthead guitar riff is pretty tight. Yeah. All right.
I'll say Golden Girls theme. I think that's a low-key.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's a great one.
Yeah, yeah.
John Hardwick says Space Ghost Coast to Coast intro is great.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Rachel Goldman finally says, how the fuck is no one going to mention Law and Order? Clang, clang. Bing, 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 bing. Yeah. Oh, did we ever look up if the... I'm going to look it up right now. Law and Order. Just so that people listening don't lose their minds. Law and Order. 20 seasons starting in 1990. Wow, it just made the cut.
Holy shit.
Wow. All right, guys. This has been a very fun episode. We must wrap it up. Yeah. Tommy, are you all right?
I'm very frazzled.
Oh, no.
Oh, fuck.
I have to admit that time was very funny. And I'm so angry that the sense of humor of this Zoom is... life is just a big joke being played on me, huh, boys?
The quiz master being tortured by games of God. Let's wrap this up. I give the playlist a 3 out of 6, and I don't know. I actually didn't look at it or think about that.
That's pretty.
Maybe
fair.
I'd go higher. I'd probably say 4. I'd probably say 4 if I was being honest. Tommy, what do you think?
I think that the songs were fun, and this was a fun time, and I'm not filled with rage.
I'm going to put on the Patreon just the edit outs of Tommy yelling, I'm assuming. speaking of the Patreon, get on there. Check out Sam Evans' album, most importantly. He is a sweet baby boy. And is that the name of the album? Oh, sweet fuck yeah. I was just saying you are a sweet baby boy, so what a perfect name for the album. And if you want to give me credit for naming it, that's fine. check out the album. If you're hearing this on Wednesday, whatever, it's out this Friday. I'm guessing, is it going to be on like Spotify, all that good shit?
And everything, everywhere Friday.
Fuck that. Yep. Get it on iTunes, you pieces of shit. Order a Kraft vinyl. Are there going to be any vinyl copies?
I don't know, actually. We haven't.
Yeah, it's kind of pretentious to do that, right?
Fuck you.
No, I think it's. I was just going to say I love it. I think it's so cool. Yeah, guys, if you're out there, fucking buy Tommy's album
again right
on vinyl.
No. I'm not coming back. I'm.
No, I think that's fucking dope as hell. I think it's so cool.
No, check out Tommy's album, Who's Tommy, and get that vinyl. You're gonna love it. The artwork is awesome. So if you're like me, you like to hang out album artwork on your walls, and it's a great one to do that for. And also check out Tommy's other podcast, My Spectacular Life.
Yes, please. Thank you.
It's really, really funny. Check out my other podcast, Stand Up with Tom Tykar on Comedy Central. And get on the Patreon. New episodes every week now. So, and we're doing like full episodes every week. So if you like the show and you want to hear us talk about stuff we really enjoy and not just stuff people make fun of, get over there. All right, Sam, thanks so much for doing this. We love you.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for listening, guys. Keep it crispy. Bye.